This time on Slaughterhouse Princess, Black Christmas, the old one. Black Christmas will rock you too.
Oh, that was it. This time on Slaughterhouse Princess, due to budgetary limitations in lieu of alcohol, we've all snorted big lines of Tylenol PM. Let's watch it go.
Welcome to Slaughterhouse Princess. I'm Chris.
I'm Brett.
And I'm Troy.
And we watched a movie.
Well, Jesus Christ, who the fuck saw that coming?
But it wasn't the movie we said we were going to watch.
Nope.
Yeah, that's our new thing.
I can't say the name right, so I won't say it at all, because the way that I say it has a slur in it, so.
Well, because we couldn't find it, came from Trafalgar.
Ah, Trafalgar.
Anywhere on the internet.
The way that Chris and I say it is not smiled upon by the community.
No, it's not. It's not at all.
So we'll leave it at that.
Yes. So instead we watched Black Christmas because that had Olivia Hussey in it, who was Juliet in the 1960s Romeo and Juliet.
Don't forget Margaret Kidder.
Margot Kidder.
No, it's Margaret Kidder.
Yeah, Margot Kidder, as they say in made-up country.
M-A-G-R-I-T-K-I-T-T-T-E-R.
Uh-huh.
Margaret Kidder.
Cool, cool.
She played the bad guy on Super Guy.
She also played Lois Lane in Superman.
That's the one.
Yeah, the bad guy.
Was in Smallville for a few episodes.
Yeah, you know, Superman's arch nemesis, Lois Lane, you fucking maniac.
Margaret Kidder.
Anyway.
Maglev Kidder.
Yeah, Maglev. You heard Troy. That nonsense.
Uh-huh.
Man, them PMs are fucking working my brain over, son. Let's get this over with. I gotta go to sleep.
So anyway, Black Christmas, the original one, not the other one, which we already watched.
We already did that one. We did that for some holiday that's not Christmas. Maybe Thanksgiving.
We did it for my suggestion because the character's last name in the new Black Christmas is very similar to my last name, but not exactly the same.
Kidder?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hussey?
Yeah.
Troy Hussey.
That's what my wife calls me.
You dirty slut.
That's exactly what my wife calls me.
I don't want to talk about it.
Podcast over.
You can find us on the Facebooks.
Can you? Will you?
Boop.
So anyway, this movie.
Start.
Mm-hmm.
At.
No, not doing it. You're setting it up, but I'm refusing.
To start with something at least, Chris, for fuck's sake.
It blasts right into the title. Yeah, huh? It's good.
Read your book.
You did that awful thing.
Yeah, you're an awful thing. Read your book.
Wait, you did Chris?
So it's
a little bit.
It's Christmas time.
It was right when I walked through the door. It was messy.
In the city?
Nope.
With silver bells?
In the city.
Were there silver bells?
I did it somewhere else.
What? No, I don't like any of this.
Buttholes. That's go ahead, Chris. Said. That's exactly what he said. He said it as passively as that, too. He's like, I don't like any of this. I was like, nope, over the counter.
I don't even understand what that means. That's not even a euphemism.
Nope. No, it's direct.
Well, I mean, for drugs it is.
Or sodomy. Go ahead, Chris.
Mm-hmm. So, it's Christmas time. It is.
It's August. And you don't know shit about nothing.
In the movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
In your fantasy world.
And the silver bells are ringing.
And we got a sorority full of peoples.
Margaret Kidders.
Yeah. And they're all getting ready for the holidays. They're heading home.
Which holiday?
Christmas. Maniac.
I thought it was called Black Christmas, not Christmas Maniac.
No, that's a different movie.
That one's more arousing.
Christmas Maniac Cop is my favorite, though.
Yeah, it's the holiday version of it. It's the same movie, but they're wearing Santa hats.
Yep.
I'm going to hit you.
Cool. So we get a POV shot of some guy kind of breathing all heavy-like and wandering about, looking in windows and such. And he,
he could have used some more cardio.
And he busts in through the attic, and he's kind of creeping on everybody in the house.
Did he creep?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Nobody else knows any more lines of that song. No. God damn it.
I'm not sure which song you're referencing.
TLC?
I was thinking of the Saturday Night Live skit with what the hell is that guy's name? Waters? Whatever that with the pencil mustache.
I like Tooches.
John Waters?
John cat. Waters. It's a Saturday Night Live skit with John Waters and Nicki Minaj.
That sounds like a nightmare.
I like John Waters. Pink Flamingos is an okay movie in my book.
I prefer, what's that one where the mother yells that her house isn't a communist daycare center?
That's a good one, too. Yeah, you think about it, so hopefully to keep your ass quiet for a little bit.
You shut your damn word hole.
Anyway.
Yes.
So there's a phone call.
We're introduced to all the ladies. There's Lois Lane.
Margaret Kidder.
Yeah, there's the British chick.
Yep.
Who is Olivia Hussey from Romeo and Juliet. There is the professional virgin. There is...
Glasses.
And then the late... Who's the house mom that shows up?
Yeah, the penguin lady.
Yeah, the penguin lady.
I'm drunk.
On account of she looks like the penguin. She acts like the penguin from the old Batman series.
Yeah, she got the cigarette holder and everything.
Yeah, and a weird hat.
And she's fucking wrecked.
Son. And she's a total alcoholic. And everybody's talking about their plans for the holidays, you know.
Desperate living.
Desperate living. That is a good one.
That's the one I was going for.
Margot Kidder gets a phone call from her mom, who she calls a gold-plated whore, which is good.
Just like Chris.
And they decide they're going to go skiing or something.
Because they're in Canada.
Like skiing?
He's making hand job references with his hands.
I don't know what you're talking about. Shut up.
Visual joke on an audio podcast.
Yep. 200 some odd episodes in. He still don't get how this shit works.
Yep. Trademark Becky Schmidt.
I'm pretty, not smart.
You're neither.
One of those is true.
Yes.
And let's see. They're going to go skiing. The one girl, her boyfriend is a pianist.
One girl, real fucking clever.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. British chicks.
Yeah.
Is she a chav tosser?
Quite.
I don't know. I've never seen her throw a chav before, but
yeah, she took the lift to the lorry.
Where she picked up a torch.
Tea and scrumpets.
Yeah, you're at a solid 50% of shit that works out when you make statements.
Yeah.
That's pretty good for you.
I'm what they call a 50%er.
Is that what they call it?
Hell, I don't know.
So they,
it's a Middletown A is what they call that.
Thank you.
And the girls get a phone call from the local neighborhood creeper guy.
the heavy breather.
He's going to lick their vaginas.
Mm-hmm.
He uses the word cunt a lot in that phone call.
I prefer vagina.
Uh-huh. That's good. It's good you prefer vagina.
I prefer West Virginia.
I prefer neither. And,
what the fuck just happened?
My landline again, for obvious reasons.
Well, damn, 1987, answer that motherfucker.
Hold on.
Hola, como esta?
That's how phones work. You can totally answer it like that.
George got to go answer his landline. So, let's, kiss. I mean, back to the book.
So Moni guy's there, maybe talking to Troy right now.
Hell, he might be. Who knows?
I don't know. Now I'm interested.
Troy's gone. I don't know what to do anymore.
Quick, fill time. Fill time.
Are we supposed to punch each other? I don't know what else is going to happen.
It's the only reasonable thing to do. I'm not editing this out.
This is what happens when Troy's not here.
So, this
is what happens when Troy's not here. This is what happens when Troy's not here. This is what happens when Troy's not here.
So how about that local sports team, huh?
The Maryland Butchers?
Yeah, they sure are good at their regional playoffs.
Lacrosse.
Doop, doop, doo.
Skid, lip, bat, zit, flirt. Well, that was a long silence.
Uh-huh. I don't know what's happening anymore.
Yeah.
Let's just keep going. Fuck him. Okay, yeah. Fuck it.
Fuck it. Troy died.
The phone call,
Troy
man.
Died forever. He's dead.
Oh.
If he comes back, he's a ghost zombie and we're going to kill him.
Yeah, so this isn't the real Troy. If nope. Troy comes back,
if
it's
Troy
ghost
comes
Troy.
Back, it's because he's a zombie. And now!
Zombie? I'm a zombie?
Thank God!
Now, my wife had to call me to ask me what the name of the meeting was where they all decided to take the three ring and drop it in Mount Doom, or the one ring and drop it in Mount Doom.
Oh, that seems important.
The Shining.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chris. Thank
I was
God.
Like, it's like
back.
The Council of Three Races or Council of Great Races or something like that.
I don't know if that was 30 seconds or 2 hours or what, but that was awful. We made
These
songs.
Are the things I get called to be at, get called we to ask. Is
talked about some fictitious lacrosse team for a while.
That really happened, by the way. You'll see. You'll all see.
I'll hear it on the podcast.
Yeah.
I declared you dead.
Well, yes.
Yeah, so now it's canon that you are a ghost.
Or a zombie.
No, he's one of them swamp skeletons.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
I float down here.
So, where were we? Oh, yeah. Cunts and such.
Yes.
Way to bring it back, Chris.
I bring it all back. So
he's going to lick those cunts.
And he makes a bunch of moaning noises. And then he just very matter-of-factly says,
I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was like one of the creepiest parts of the movie. Because you're like, holy shit, that was...
Hey, that's especially all right with me, man.
Especially because we know, like, in the movie that he's in the house already, and you're like, oh, shit, he is just going to kill them, isn't he?
And now, one of the girls says,
professional
you know,
virgin?
Yeah, she says, man, maybe don't pick on the guy who's like, I'm going to murder you. Maybe pissing him off's not cool.
That's crazy talk.
Ah, fuck it. Piss him off.
And she heads up the pack so she can go home for the holidays. But then turns out somebody's in the closet. And that's
Chris.
Somebody. Oh, I get it. That's...
Yeah, you walked right into that one, Chris.
Yeah.
Bazinga.
I said, no, that's not okay that you said that. That's...
that's our word.
Oh, God. So what's happening?
She's getting strangled with a plastic bag.
You're struggling to read your like book. Troy said. That's happening. Just like Ghost Troy said.
Yes.
She gets, killed and placed up in the attic.
On a rocking chair.
And nobody knows what's going on, meanwhile.
No, they just assume she left.
And penguin lady shows up, done shopping.
And she's just, like, grabbing all the booze that she stashed around the house, which I don't understand because Lois Lane is just constantly drinking this entire movie. You think she'd be, like, just grabbing the same bottle to drink. But no, she's got to sneak all of her drinks, apparently.
Yeah, and I like Penguin Lady because she's all like, oh, girls, you guys treat me so nice. And as soon as she leaves the room, she gets her toilet brandy and is like, fucking bunch of bitches and fuck all these assholes. I'm going to drink this toilet brandy. So the next day, a guy shows up and it's the dad of the plastic kill girl.
Professional virgin. Which is how she described by Margot Kidder's character in the movie, is a professional virgin.
And he's
I never got paid for that shit back in high school. I did it for free.
I had to work to stay a virgin in high school.
Oh, la-di-da, Hollywood.
Nope, I was fat and I stank, so.
I'll vouch for that.
It's true. Any old who.
So the professional virgin's dad shows up to the campus and he's like, say, youngster, I'm looking for my daughter. And he's all like, yeah, whatever. Sorry about the snowball I hit you in the face with. I don't know. Maybe she's at the sorority house or something.
Yeah.
So he had.
He did get his glasses knocked off, which was the second most horrifying scene of this movie.
So he stops by, and he is appalled at the conditions that his daughter lives in. What with her poster of an old lady shooting the bird and her talking to boys and such and that so forth.
Peace sign fuck poster.
Yeah, like he's definitely playing the I am the guardian of my daughter's sexuality role in this movie.
It's mine!
Which is really weird.
Yeah, it's surprising he never said, oh, how frightfully raucous. This is most unorthodox.
He really wants his daughter's sexuality.
Yeah, he's the kind of like guy who would have taken his daughter to like one of those, whatever they call them, like chastity balls or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, with the promise ring and all that.
Yeah, where you promise to keep your virginity until marriage, but you have to promise your dad that for some weird fucking reason.
So she promised her virginity to her dad.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, Chris.
And, old penguin lady's like, hey, look, I don't want to hear your bullshit, so take me to the store or something while I drink some secret brandy.
Now, we both know that's not what she said.
It was something like that.
She said,
uh-huh, well, that's fair. And then she tries to find your cat.
Claude.
Yeah.
I remember Claude. He was a good cat. He could open up attic doors and climb ladders.
You know, yeah. Like cats do. And she goes up to the attic to look for Claude.
My cat's scared of dust.
Cool.
Is this scared of cucumbers?
No. She tries to do bad things to him.
Okay. I always like the ones where you toss a cucumber, the videos where you toss a cucumber behind the cat and it turns around and sees a cucumber and just freaks the fuck out.
According to science, they think they're snakes.
still, it's fun to watch.
Ain't no cucumber, no snake, man.
You're a cucumber snake.
Mm-hmm.
Mmm, cucumber snake sandwiches.
Which one's the bread, though?
The bread's the bread. The cucumber snake goes between the bread.
Oh, I thought you put a snake between two cucumbers.
That's insanity.
Yeah, that's just weird, man.
It's the Tylenol PMs talking. I don't know.
Anyway. So,
it's the Tylenol Percocet Mollies.
So yeah, Penguin
boy,
Lady
that's a mix, huh?
Heads up to the attic and gets a pulley thing to the head for her trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, like why did they have like a block and tackle pulley like and a hook in the attic? How heavy of shit were they hauling up into that attic?
Claude the cat was a large cat.
Apparently.
He was a really big cat made of cement.
And so a Penguin Lady gets hers, and by gets hers, I mean gets bludgeoned with this thing.
What'd she say when she died?
Wah, wah.
No,
you
didn't say that. She was like, meh, meh, meh.
I think Chris called you on it, and you were just like, no.
So now she's all dead and shit in the attic.
She's dead!
And there's a harrowing scene.
Heroin scene.
Where Johnny Pianist does poorly in front of the guys wearing the judge's robes.
Oh, you mean the Beastmaster?
Yeah.
Puke Skywalker.
And he plays his piano song, and they are not impressed.
Well, his piano song was super fucking creepy.
He was hitting the wrong buttons.
It's like, I need to compose the score for a horror movie. Let me play that on the piano for you as my master's thesis.
Master's pizzas.
Master pizzas.
I could go for a master pizza right now.
What's on that, I have to wonder.
Depends if you're getting a master pizza of fine arts or a master pizza of science.
I don't want a science pizza. That would probably taste like chemicals.
Yeah, I mean, at least a fine arts pizza will get you a good job at Starbucks when you're all
it
done.
It tastes like piano wire.
And tempera paints.
Tempera paint.
If it tastes like chemicals, it's a science master pizza. If it tastes like pretension, then it's an arts pizza.
Did you get it at the Antioch College?
Hmm?
Antioch.
The Antioch Occidental College.
I went to legitimatecollege.com. It's the best college that Uruguay offers over the internet.
Not even .edu.
No, heavens no.
Or .org.
.scuzz.
It was .tk, so you know it's legitimate.
It was on the dark webs.
It was an onion.
Get on your Tor browser.
Dark web / we got us some college.com.com.
Perfect. Anyway, the important thing is that the one girl is with child. It's important because it's not important.
Oh yeah, because we skipped the part where she. Where the British chick told her Beastmaster boyfriend that she was pregnant and was going to have an abortion. And he was like, how dare you decide what to do with your body? I want a child, so you're going to be forced to have this baby because I'm a man.
Well, now we're going to bring Chris's radical political views into the podcast.
Yeah, they're tubular, bro.
They're radical.
Gnarly, even.
Shoot the curl.
Shoot the girl. That is rather radical.
A curl.
So now...
Surfing?
What?
What?
What? Anyway, the important thing is that there's a shitty Santa Claus in the next scene.
He was terrible.
He just cursed constantly around the children. And then the one girl gave him a really long hug.
Oh, fuck it. I'm Santa Claus.
And also, Lois Lane is getting kids drunk, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, like literally giving them like champagne.
Force feeding them.
Or sparkling wine.
Grain alcohol.
And the they get another phone call from old
heavy breather.
Yeah.
Mr. Congeniality.
And now he's talking in different voices and having some sort of weird
argument with himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically he was the inspiration for Disturbed.
Ooh-wet-a-tete.
Yes. Down with the Sickness being the specific song.
Get down, come on, get up with the sickness.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Doot with the sickness.
Doot, 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 doot.
So now everybody heads down to the cop shop to report Permaversion missing.
Oh, this is where we get to meet Officer Dickhole.
Yeah, Officer fucking terrible at his job.
Officer Fellatio.
And they're like, hey, look, she's missing. And he's like, yeah, yeah, whatever. I don't give a shit. That's why I'm the guy you talk
Shut
to when
up,
you come
I'm
in.
I'm drunk.
And he's like, we need to call you. Where should we call you? And Lois Lane's like, well, the exchange name is Fellatio. It's a new exchange. And he's like, okay. And writes it down. Because he's a fucking idiot.
And then somebody, I think it's the British one, goes to see some guy at hockey practice.
Oh, yeah, because that's Permaversion's boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah. And he's juiced in at
also,
the old cop
also
shop.
It's Canada.
Also Canada.
Have we talked about the dad from Nightmare on Elm Street yet?
No, because we haven't seen him yet.
Hmm.
So they talk to him, and he's like, I got friends in high places. Let's go back. And now they go back to the cop shop. And that's where the dad from Nightmare on Elm Street's there.
Nancy's dad.
And he's like, hey, did you know this guy at the front desk of this place is fucking awful at his job?
Lieutenant Commander Dickhole.
Sergeant Fellatio.
And, also, the piano guy does a bad job and smashes up a piano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guy Whacker's no good.
The Beastmaster is poor at pianos, but good at ferrets.
Luke Beastmaster.
Yep. And, oh, and also there's some 13-year-old girl who's reported missing by her mom. Like, she's been gone 2 hours, and she's like, my daughter's missing! And the cops are like, it's been 2 hours. Have you even, like, checked with her friend's parents?
Call her cell phone.
Yeah, her 1974 cell phone.
They're really big.
The size of a small child.
The size of a medium child.
So, at the cop shop, they managed to get a hold of Nancy's dad, and he decides to organize a search party for the missing girl.
Were there bloodhounds? Permaversion.
Mm-hmm. And, but first there's a lovely dinner scene where Lois Lane gets all drunk and talks about turtles fucking.
Yep, and zebras fucking.
Turtles fucking zebras. What a world.
We've come a long way, guys.
Yep.
That's the results of gay marriage.
Yep, little turtle zebra babies.
Are their shells black and white, or just the like the bottom parts?
Don't ask stupid questions. Come on, man.
It's not stupid. The only stupid question is the one that you ask.
Which one? Boy, he got me good.
You need some PBR to put on that sick burn, Brett?
Kelso burn!
And basically Lois Lane's like, y'all blame me for this. It's not my fault that Permaversion was a Permaversion. So if she's dead or whatever, don't blame me.
Yeah, she didn't even procreate. Don't matter that she's dead.
And Glasses is like, you're drunk, Lois Lane. Go to bed.
So she does.
And then everybody heads out for the search party. Full of snowmobiles and searching.
Snowballing.
And they say flank, which is funny to me.
Because Canada. And they find the body of the 13-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm. This is actually when Penguin Lady gets killed. I was wrong. It's Susumi.
Yes. Yes. I'll see you for all you own, Chris.
Which ain't much.
Yeah.
Or at least for that sweet, sweet Slaughterhouse Princess tapestry behind you.
You bought it. I mean, you're just getting back your own stuff.
Well, I mean, I gifted it to him, so technically it's not mine.
I opened the box.
There's video proof.
Yep. That's true. So anyway, Penguin Lady's dead still, or again, whatever. Who cares? And the search party finds the 13-year-old. Where they're, you know, something, I guess. I don't know what's happening.
And then there's carolers at this sorority house.
And old,
talking about adoring him.
And old what's-his-head calls back and says a bunch of weird, creepy shit.
Oh, and then British lady calls the police and's like, there's some pervert calling me, like, with perverted phone calls. And the guy's like, whatever. Because it's Sergeant Dickhead again.
And, So Nancy's dad's like, hey, stupid idiot, did you ever think that maybe you should take the guy harassing people at the place where that girl went missing a little more seriously than not at all, you fucking idiot?
Although the detectives did get a good laugh at Sergeant Dickhead when he legitimately thought that Fellatio was an exchange name.
That's Chris's middle name.
Exchange name?
No, Fellatio.
Christopher Aloysius Fellatio Reynolds?
Yep.
I'm Catholic.
That's his last drop of privacy.
All he needed to do is give his social security number. That will be in a later episode.
666.
Dash.
Not one.
420, bro.
So the cops are like, we're going to send over Johnny Telephone Man, and he's going to put a trace on your phone. But you got to keep him on the line. That's important that you keep him on the line.
Because we have to reverse the polarity on the deflector dish in order to emit a tachyon field.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Science.
Science? Me no like.
So now the phone trace is set up. The cops will be listening in from the station, and also they left some guy outside to keep an eye on everything.
Yes.
And everybody kind of freaks out at this point. They're all worked up, you know, because it's been a rough day full of missing people and dead kids.
And missing cats.
And Lois Lane has some kind of nightmare asthma attack.
Yep. Where you have to forcibly inject steroids into her mouth.
And while the carolers sing, she gets murdered by Glass Unicorn.
Yep. And where I made the joke that that's probably not the only place she'd put that unicorn.
Her vagine.
Oh, I get it now.
Or
I think
butthole.
Why not both?
At once?
Well, not at once.
It was a weird then, unicorn bust.
Yeah.
It was a bicorn.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Cool.
And so she's murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And then Glasses. Is that when Glasses, and then later on Glasses goes to check on her? And then Glasses is murdered.
Mm.
We're just going to skip some bullshit here, Chris.
They just keep dying. Fair. Everybody's dead. Everybody dies sometime.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. So, like, creepy phone call guy calls a couple times and makes weird voices and noises at the British chick. And the guy at the phone company apparently traces the phone by walking through all of the mechanical exchanges. And only he can never walk fast enough to trace it.
It's the apparently. Hydraulic phone press.
And then British chick gets a phone call from her Beastmaster boyfriend.
Pip, pip, cheerio.
And he, like, cries drunkenly to her. And then the cops think that he is behind all of this. And they go, they check at the conservatory where he, or the recital hall, where he likes to play piano, and they find the busted up piano. And we also see that outdoor cop has a very red neck.
Yep. So now, the phone, it rings again.
Why didn't they set it on vibrate?
Yeah, that's how phones worked in 1974. So, they managed to keep him on the line this time, and they come up with some startling news that the phone call is coming from inside the house.
Whoop!
Yep, this is the movie that created that trope.
And so,
doobie doobie doo.
So Nancy's dad calls the officer bad at his job and is like, look, just call him and tell him to get out of the house. Just don't fuck it up.
Don't give them any reason.
You're going to fuck it up because you're a fucking idiot.
You fucking fuck.
So he calls up and fucks it up because he's a fucking idiot.
Well, no, I mean, to be fair, he's like, just get out of the house. Don't ask any questions. And then
she's like, what? British chick
proceeds to ask a bunch of questions.
When? Where was
like,
it?
I need to go upstairs and get the other two people. He's like, no, just get the fuck out of the house. She's like, but what about the other two people? He's like, no, just get out of the house. She's like, but maybe I should. What about this? And he's like, no, just get the fuck out of the house. She's like, okay, bye. I'm not getting out of the house.
Bye.
So now at this point, everybody's dead, basically, except for old Prego there.
They're all dead.
And she gets herself one of the fireplace pokers like you do. And heads to the basement, where there's no chance of escape.
Yep. And then she sees a shadowy figure outside the window. No doors.
Yep, but don't worry, it's just her boyfriend who kicks the window out like an asshole.
Yeah, puke skywhacker.
Yeah, he doesn't even know she's in there. He just breaks into the sorority house.
He's a window like breaker. He can't help it.
Fucking maniac.
Maybe he was a millennial.
You thought there's avocado toast on the other side?
Yeah, he needed to take a picture of it for his Instagram.
Or maybe he thought they were selling diamonds in there and he wasn't going to have any of that.
Snapchat.
Or straws. That's also a thing that people don't like now for some reason.
It's because they found one in the Mariana Trench.
Well, I'll be damned. I didn't know that.
I like to hit Troy with real words sometimes.
Yeah, speaking of Mariana's Trench, there's straws, so we can't have straws anymore. Unless you're disabled, then you're allowed to have straws.
No, if you're disabled, they just throw you in the Mariana Trench.
It's very ableist of you, Brett.
Yeah.
Final solution, what?
Oh, good. That's a solid bit. I'm glad that's it here now.
What'd I say? Did I say it bad?
Anyway.
At least you didn't say that we had to use ID to buy straws.
I don't even know how to recover from that.
So the Mariana Trench.
Yeah.
So Dar Skywalker breaks into the house like a fucking maniac. And then we cut to the cops showing up at the house where they find the cop has had his neck slit, his throat cut.
His neck's wet.
He's got a Toronto necktie.
They packed it full of snow?
Yes.
Yep, and they said buddy a lot.
And A.
They, sorry. And they head down to the basement where they see the British one apparently had bludgeoned him to death with the fireplace poker.
Well, when they first show it, you're supposed to think they're both dead.
Well, okay, fair enough.
And then she opens up her eyes, and you're like, she's alive, but he is not so much.
So they fill her full of medical tranquilizers.
Halidol.
It's good for the baby.
The baby's going too fast anyway.
And the cops are like, well, case closed, she killed a guy. Everything's all wrapped up tidy, like, we'll just leave her unsupervised and unconscious in the house where a bunch of murders just took place and take off.
It's safer that way.
And then the phone starts ringing. The end.
We cut up to the attic where we see some corpses still because nobody thought to look in the attic, I guess.
Attics are rooms of a house.
Yeah. All thing up in attics is block and tackle, apparently.
They saw that ladder and they're like, only a cat could get up there.
That door's only maneuverable by a cat named Claude, and Claude's long dead. They're all dead.
And then the phone rings and nothing is resolved. The end. And that's kind of Black Christmas.
And that brings us up to Black Christmas 2, the re-Christmas blackening.
So, Brett, say a thing that doesn't really matter.
They're all dead! I don't know. It was all right. There was a way cooler movie made in 1974, so...
What movie was that?
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, okay. I will allow you that.
No, Black Christmas was good. I liked the creepy man's voice, and the way that he said, I will kill you, was unsettling, and I'm not an easily unsettled person. The POV shots of the killer, those were nice. I always liked that. It's 1974, you had to work for your chills and thrills a little more. So they had to do it with the camera instead of CGI like Chris prefers with his jump scares.
Yeah. I love Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
Paranormal Whacktivity. It was all right, I suppose. I mean, it was a horror movie from 1974. It sure had a weak ending.
Did it?
Yeah.
Mm.
They just kind of left the killer upstairs with the corpses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy to me.
Well, yeah, but it was... They should have found the guy, though.
Why?
Now, how are we going to watch The Blackening?
It's a different movie.
Meh. It was all right. You can skip it. Nah, bruh.
Well, which one of us gets to go next and tell you you're objectively wrong?
Go ahead, Smiley.
Oh, well, okay, we're both smiling at how wrong you are, so...
All right, go ahead, Four Eyes.
Both of us also fit that description.
All right, go ahead, headphones.
Now you're doing it on purpose.
Go ahead, shirt and pants sitting on a couch or a recliner.
I'll say that to me.
Go ahead, fellow podcaster.
I'm going to take my pants off just so it's Chris.
Go ahead, guy with the one-syllable first name.
Anyway.
Go ahead, man that periodically stands and walks.
No, you're not right. Don't skip this. What's wrong with you? Normally, I allow you to have your opinion no matter how wrong it is. But this time
you're going to take it away from me.
This is pretty good.
Well, I'm sorry.
It stands up pretty well. It doesn't feel as old as it is. It feels a lot more modern in a lot of ways than stuff that came out in this kind of time frame. You have a couple of movies, but this is probably the originator of the modern idea of a horror movie. It's similar to a Texas Chainsaw or a Halloween.
The hell it is. It's not similar to Texas Chainsaw. Texas Chainsaw was awesome.
It's not the same as the other stuff that was coming out around this time. It's pretty good. Yeah, it's a little slow. But it does a pretty good job at building up tension. The phone thing, you would think it just would come off as hokey, but it still plays pretty well, even though it is
pretty mind-blowing at the time.
Yeah. And I say, if you haven't seen it, you should definitely watch it. It is arguably the granddaddy of the entire slasher genre.
Yes.
I mean, even though it was overshadowed by your Texas Chainsaws and your Halloweens that came out around the same time.
Yeah, I mean, it's the granddaddy. Halloween was the daddy. This is the granddaddy.
It definitely stands up.
Texas Chainsaw still blew it out of the water.
Yeah, but you shouldn't skip it, for God's sake. It's not necromantic.
Didn't really jump out at me.
But anyway. Yeah,
I'm sorry, communist Russia. I didn't mean to have a different fucking opinion.
Well, it's you're wrong, but you're not usually this wrong. There's a level of wrong that I'm accustomed to.
I just didn't work for me.
That's fine. That's fine.
No, it's not. You got mad about it. You just told me how wrong it was.
No, you can have your opinion.
I had one, but you took it away from me.
No, you still have it. It's just wrong.
I'm going to beat you with my shoe.
You should watch it. Don't listen to him.
Go ahead, Chris. What'd you think of the movie?
It's pretty good. I say definitely watch this one.
Would you say it's lit fam?
I would never say that.
You never have.
And never will. But yeah, you can do a hell of a lot worse from 1974.
You could do better, though.
I say give it a go. It's a little slow in spots, a little long. But it does a good job of building up some pretty good atmosphere. It's got some okay payoff. And I like the ending where he just kind of gets away with it because the cops are just like, nope, it's the boyfriend, problem solved.
Which is very realistic.
What do you think, Mr. Troy?
I liked it. Like Chris said, like, this is kind of the granddaddy of slasher movies. I like that the girls are all kind of like more realistic than you usually see in slasher movies, though. Like, you know, Margo Kidder's character just fucking drunk all the time and apparently likes to watch animals have sex. And
you know, even realistic. Like,
yeah. And even the girl who was supposedly a professional virgin, like, had a boyfriend and probably was hooking up with him, given the sex poster on her wall. And I like that the dad, who was like kind of like the sexual guardian, just basically got sidelined pretty quickly by everybody. So that was kind of cool. Yeah, I mean, they had the house mother was just constantly like sneaking drinks everywhere she could. So like, it wasn't just full of a bunch of like virginal college women like getting murdered like the first time they thought about sex or anything. It was just the dude was in the house. He was just killing people in the house. He built up his body count. There wasn't a whole lot of gore, which, you know, I mean, it's 1974, so that wasn't as much of a thing. I really liked it. It's pretty progressive for me. Like, even like by today's standards, it's pretty progressive. I did think that the professional virgin and glasses were going to kiss at some point because there was a whole lot of sexual tension between them in one scene, which didn't happen, but you know, whatever. It's just a good movie. And I love the ending because he gets away with it. And you never see his face. You don't know what he looks like at all. You just see his eye at some point, and everything else is from his perspective. And it's amazing that, like, he just, which, you know, at the time, that makes it even creepier because, like, holy shit, that could be happening in my town, and I would never know. And even if we thought we caught him, we didn't actually catch him, and he could kill more people. I'm surprised this didn't have a sequel. So,
Black Christmas 2, The Blackening.
Yeah, it should have had a sequel with that ending. But no, I say watch it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, smoke paints. What else you got?
Well, say for the sake of argument, people want to say how wrong you are about this. How would they do that?
Don't we usually say what movie we're going to watch next week?
No, I wanted to point out you were wrong first.
But don't we usually say what movie we're going to watch next
week? Ice Cream Man. Go.
You a hater.
That is Chris's profession.
Professional hater.
You can still trying to monetize it, though.
What?
I said Chris is still trying to monetize being a hater.
I'm going to pet him on his head.
Thank you.
Or you can find us on the Facebooks at Slaughterhouse Princess. You can email us at slaughterhouseprincesspodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on the Reddits at SHP Podcast. You can find us on the Twitters at Twitter Prince. We have a presence on Google.
Twitter Prince.
No vowels.
It's not Twitter Prince.
You can find us. Twitter Prince. Slaughter Prince. I try to do it too fast. I've gotten too comfortable with the outro.
Quick, Chris, make him uncomfortable.
You make me uncomfortable. Let's see how that goes.
I don't want to get that close enough to you to do that. So go on, Twitter Prince. You can email us at Twitter Prince.
I'm going to beat you to fucking
at yahoo.com.
I'm going to bury you under your own garage.
TwitterPrince.com for all your Twitter Prince needs.
I will drown you in a creek. They will find you in two different creeks.
Old Twitter Creek. That's behind the house.
I will bury you in the Twitter Creek. I'll kill all of you. Also, we're on Google Play. Let's see, YouTube, iTunes, Twitcher. You can find us on the, slaughterhouseprincess.com. That's a good place to start because it has all these things I'm saying. I completely lost track.
That's fine.
What about our store, Brett?
Oh, yeah, store.slaughterhouseprincess.com. Patreon.SlaughterhousePrincess.com. Discord.SlaughterhousePrincess.com to holler at us. That's the whole mess, I think.
Yeah.
I really fucked up on that Twitter
brand. You did. You fucked up bad.
I've had a good couple of months of actually nailing all of our different contact outlets, but...
Yeah, I'll give you credit. When you fuck it up, you fuck it up good.
You stared at me for twatter prints.
Yep. And so, while other podcasts think about movies, we are going to continue to drink about movies.
Chris sucks.
That's fair.
Bye.